Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fertility Formula: Take Control of Your Reproductive Future is a non-fiction health and reproductive medicine book by Dr. Duv. Natalie Crawford, a double board certified OBGYN and reproductive endocrinologist. Written for readers who want a clearer understanding of fertility before, during, in DC ex passions, or after the period when conception becomes an immediate goal, the book frames reproductive health as part of overall hormonal and metabolic health rather than as a narrow, isolated issue. Its purpose is practical and educational to explain how age, inflammation, lifestyle, cycle patterns, and medical options interact, and to help readers make informed decisions about fertility planning. Drawing on clinical experience and current research, the book aims to replace confusion and fear with structured guidance. It is especially relevant for people seeking evidence-based advice on hormone health, menstrual tracking, egg freezing, IVF, and the early signs that may justify medical evaluation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fertility as a measurable marker of hormonal and metabolic health. A central idea in the book is that fertility should not be treated only as the ability to become pregnant. Dr. Crawford presents it as a broader health marker that reflects hormonal signaling, metabolic function, and cellular resilience. This matters because it changes how readers interpret menstrual cycles, ovulation, and reproductive symptoms. Instead of waiting for infertility to become obvious, the book encourages a more proactive view. Irregular cycles, worsening PMS, pain, or changes across reproductive stages can signal deeper issues worth understanding. That framing gives fertility a diagnostic value beyond family planning. It also helps connect reproductive health to later stages, such as perimenopause, where similar hormonal patterns may continue to matter. By widening the lens, the book argues that early attention to reproductive function can reveal information about overall wellness long before conception is a concern. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it turns fertility into a window on long-term health rather than a single outcome test. Secondly, how inflammation and lifestyle shape reproductive longevity. The book places unusual emphasis on inflammation as a driver of fertility, decline, and hormonal disruption. Rather than presenting age as the only meaningful factor, Dr. Crawford explains that chronic inflammation can affect egg quality, cycle regularity, and long-term reproductive function. The practical implication is that daily habits are not secondary details. They are part of the biological environment in which fertility operates. Sleep, nutrition, stress regulation, and movement are treated as modifiable inputs that can either support or undermine reproductive health. This does not mean lifestyle changes can solve every fertility problem, but it does mean they can influence important mechanisms related to inflammation and hormone signaling. The value of this approach is that it offers agency without false promises. Readers are given a framework for understanding why small, sustained changes may matter, especially for those who want to preserve reproductive options over time. The book, therefore, connects prevention with fertility, showing that reproductive longevity is not only about age but also about cumulative biological stress. Thirdly, cycle tracking as a tool for identifying root causes, not just timing ovulation. Another major focus of the book is menstrual cycle tracking, which Dr. Crawford presents as a practical way to understand reproductive function. The book does more than teach readers how to identify fertile days. It treats the cycle as a clinical signal that can point to underlying problems when it becomes irregular, painful, or unpredictable. That distinction is important because many people only use tracking for conception or contraception, while the book encourages a more diagnostic mindset. By observing patterns over time, readers can notice whether ovulation is happening, whether luteal phases appear stable, and whether hormonal changes line up with symptoms such as fatigue or mood shifts. This makes tracking useful even for those not trying to conceive. It can help readers decide when to seek medical evaluation and can make discussions with clinicians more productive. The book's strength here is that it turns a basic self-monitoring habit into an evidence-oriented health tool. In doing so, it supports earlier recognition of issues such as ovulatory dysfunction, endometriosis, or other cycle-related concerns. Fourthly, a realistic guide to egg freezing, IVF, and other fertility treatments. The book also addresses modern fertility treatments, including egg freezing and IVF, from an informed clinical perspective. Rather than presenting these options as magical fixes or as last resort failures, Dr. Crawford situates them within a broader decision-making process. That approach is useful because many readers face fertility treatment with limited understanding of what each option can and cannot do. The book aims to clarify when intervention may be appropriate, why timing matters, and how reproductive history and age affect choices. It also helps readers see treatment as part of a continuum that starts with health assessment, not only after prolonged difficulty conceiving. This practical framing can reduce misinformation and help readers ask better questions in clinical settings. Another important element is that the book recognizes the emotional weight of treatment decisions while still maintaining scientific clarity. By presenting assisted reproduction as one component of reproductive planning, the book gives readers a more balanced way to think about intervention, preserving agency without overselling outcomes. Lastly, turning reproductive knowledge into a step-by-step planning strategy, a distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on action. It is not only explanatory but also organized to help readers move from information to planning. The book is designed for readers at different stages, those preparing for pregnancy, those dealing with fertility concerns, and those who simply want to understand their bodies better. This broad usability makes the book more than a niche conception guide. It becomes a reproductive planning manual that blends education, self-assessment, and treatment literacy. Its step-by-step structure is especially valuable because fertility information is often fragmented across articles, clinic visits, and social media. Here, the reader is given a more coherent path. The inclusion of recipes and lifestyle guidance also reinforces the idea that fertility planning is multidisciplinary, involving biology, behavior, and informed medical engagement. The result is a book that prioritizes usable knowledge over abstract reassurance. In conclusion, the fertility formula should be read by women planning for future pregnancy. Readers experiencing fertility uncertainty, and anyone who wants a more informed view of hormone health and reproductive aging. It is also useful for people in perimenopause, who want to understand why cycle changes, inflammation, and metabolic shifts matter beyond conception. The main benefit of the book is that it translates reproductive medicine into plain, clinically grounded guidance that readers can actually use. It helps people identify patterns, ask better questions, and understand when lifestyle changes are relevant versus when medical evaluation is needed, compared with many fertility books that focus narrowly on trying to conceive. This one stands out for treating fertility as part of whole body health, and for integrating prevention, timing, and treatment options into one framework. Its tone is practical rather than alarmist, and its clinical perspective is strengthened by the author's own experience with infertility. That combination makes it especially credible and distinct within the crowded health and fertility category. If you would like to support Natalie Crawford, MD, Spies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.